This is Bill Thomas at Prairie Public. Where I'm from is a sort of a poetic template to encourage recollection and recording, recording of meaningful things from someone's life. The North Dakota Council on the Arts hired Maureen McDonald-Hins and Matthew Musakia to help elders create these poems. And when the pandemic hit, they were able to keep on going because it could be done remotely. Here is Matthew Musakia reading one.
I am from a wood cook stove by Laverna Gores. I am from a wood cook stove and homemade lye soap, big for clothes and little for hands. I am from the two-story house with the basement used to store food before electricity. And I am from smells of baked bread and cinnamon rolls and pea soup after school. I am from the geraniums, red and white, and the purple lilacs, light and dark, planted in a row where we chase butterflies. We couldn't wait for them to bloom to pick them and make a bouquet for the house. I am from reading the Bible after supper and from working hard, from Edward and Ella and from six boys and six girls. I'm from playing on the snowbank in winter when we were supposed to be getting wood and from feeding bottle lambs. I'm from saying your prayers before you go to sleep and from making Christmas decorations and stringing popcorn, some colored. I am from Sweet Adeline. I'm from the hospital in Rolla and from Germany, from home fried chicken and biscuits every Sunday and potato dumplings. I'm from stories my brothers in the service told me, from many family pictures and my dad's sister's painting of my house where I lived in Rolla, hanging on the wall in the front room. This one was done, this was from my first group of projects, and I did two poems, I did the full process of two poems, including the interviews, and this was from Rugby. So this was this is from the pilot project, the first time we had done this in North Dakota, really. And that was a pretty good one.
I'd agree, pretty good. And now it may seem obvious what the people who are the objects of the process get out of it. They get some stimulation and enjoyment of working on it. And in the end, they get a poetic keepsake. But I asked Matthew Musakia, what does he as a facilitator of the project get out of it?
Probably a lot similar to what their relatives are getting out of it. I just have the added happiness in that, you know, I'm helping them, or I'm helping develop the project. But I think there's a lot to be said from looking at people who are older. And one of the things about a lot of these people we're doing is, you know, they aren't people who ever really went out and, let's say, looked for the spotlight or ever expected it. So giving a little bit of that is important. It's their lives are important, and what they're doing should be, or what, how they live should be known a little more. In a lot of ways, I'm very happy that they like it, I don't think I've had someone who didn't like it yet, as far as I know. Again, I'm also happy that I can kind of give that to the family, because I think it's sort of a snapshot of how people lived and, you know, how things change. And I think it's important to know how people lived and where you're from, to take the exact title of the project, and where you're going to. I also did it with my relatives too, or a good portion of them. And you, of course, learn about it. I mean, having some amount of pride or knowledge of your family is important. And if you have to summarize someone's life, it's kind of at least a good snapshot. I mean, it's pretty hard for everyone to write a complete authorized biography of a relative, but this is a good way to at least get an idea how someone lived. I mean, and it changes a lot. I unfortunately wasn't doing this project when most of my grandparents were alive. When I did it with some of my aunts and uncle, you know, I learned quite a bit more about what they did and a little bit of how my dad grew up. And then they reminded each other of other things that they had forgotten. So what I get out of it, I guess I'm very happy to spotlight people who I think are quite important. And I'm also very happy that I can do something for their family. And I'm happy that I make them happy.
And this would be a good place to mention that this whole process was developed by a woman named George Ella Lyons. And it's not, you know, you don't have to pay a fee or be licensed or anything to do it. And if you are interested in pursuing Where I'm From, just if you have access to the internet, search it there and it'll come right up. And while you're looking that up, here's another one.
This one's been suggested to me by one or two people, so it seems that a lot of people have liked it. I'm From an Iron and Ironing Board by Lucille Fossum. I'm from an iron and ironing board, spray, starch, and sizing. I'm from the large ranch-style house and the Swedish ivy. I'm from the spruce tree in the yard in memory of my deceased husband, Ron. I'm from visiting at Christmas and from Hannah and Fred. I'm from wit and from laughing at each other. I'm from go out to play and weed the garden and does eat oats, Mars eat oats, and does eat oats, and little lambs eat ivy. And from You Are My Sunshine. I'm from Badeno and France and Norway. From chicken dumpling soup and fresh bread. From mom's hardships to raise five alone, being very poor, realizing the kindness of Christian hearts to give to us. My diamond that I received from my husband, that I wear on my hand and in my heart.
The Where I'm From poem by Lucille Fossum, read by Matthew Musacchio, who worked with her on developing it. And here's a nice little coda to that story.
Yeah, no, that was also, I should say, one of the ones that came from Rugby. That was one of the first ones. And I remember when I was doing it with her, she sort of was, I remember she gave me the draft and she said something like, I don't think it's good or something close to that. And I looked at it and I read the last line and I said, no, this is very good. It'll go well. And it did. I know they used that. It was either her funeral or a memorial service, but I know they actually put it on an ironing board. Can't remember if that's true, but they at least put it on display, and they put the poem next to, I believe, the urn and I think there was a picture of her as well. So it was on display. And, you know, I mean, I was very sad to hear she had died, but I was kind of happy that at least it helped a little bit with a memorial. So
Matthew Musacchio talking about the useful outcome of one instance of the Where I'm From project pursued by the North Dakota Council on the Arts. And you can find a couple other reports about the Where I'm From project at prairiepublic.org. Just search it up. And you can find out much, much more about the arts and arts activity in North Dakota at nd.arts.gov. That's the Arts Council website, nd.arts.gov. I'm Bill Thomas.